Genesis 41 is where we are. We left off there last week. We left off at Genesis 41, verse 41. And so we're going to pick up in verse number 42 of Genesis 41. I trust you already have your Bibles ready. You know where we're going. And we'll see what God has to say. And Pharaoh, verse 42, took off his ring from his hand and put it on Joseph's hand, and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen, and put a gold chain about his neck. And he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had. And they cried before him, bow the knee. And he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without thee shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt. Let the church say amen. Father, would you add thy blessing to the reading of your word? Thank you for the privilege, the opportunity that we have to gather around it tonight. I pray as your vessel you'd cleanse me of sin, empty me of self, and fill me with your spirit. Help me to be a blessing. And may the profound words of the Bible be practical for our walk with you in this message tonight. Help us in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, all together, let's say it. And the Lord was with Joseph. Come on now. And the Lord was with Joseph. Hasn't this been the theme of this young man's life? Consistency, we've been bringing that up. Constancy, continuity. I think these are all characteristics of Joseph's walk with the Lord, at home with his parents, and the Lord was with him. How do you become a godly adult? Well, you start by being a godly young person, and the Lord was with Joseph, 17 years old. He gets thrown into the pit by his brothers, and the Lord was with Joseph. He ends up in Potiphar's house in Egypt, and the Lord was with Joseph. He's lied on. He's doing right, but he's lied on. Just because you do right doesn't mean people won't lie on you. He's thrown into prison, and the Lord was with Joseph. He does well in prison. He interprets dreams for prisoners. The butler gets restored. Seemingly, Joseph is going to be remembered and get out of prison. He's forgotten. But while he's still in prison, the Lord was with Joseph. Finally, Pharaoh has a dream, needs it interpreted. The butler remembers Joseph. Pharaoh brings Joseph out of prison. Now Joseph is in the palace, and the Lord was with Joseph. He interprets the dream, and he tells Pharaoh what needs to be done. He counsels Pharaoh. How's he counseling Pharaoh? The Lord's with him. How are you taking counsel from this stranger, this young man with a criminal record? The Lord was with Joseph. And he tells the dream. And then he tells Pharaoh, you need to pick someone who can organize this process so that while you have 7 good years and then 7 bad years, that you know how to save up the food so the famine doesn't devour the land and you don't go under. You need to pick someone who's wise, who's discreet, who knows how to handle it. And we learned last week, Pharaoh looks at him and says, you are. He talks to his counselors and he talks to his professionals. He has a board meeting, if you would. Can we find anybody like this guy? No way. It was a resounding choice. There was no other rival. He was the obvious choice. Listen, walking with God, living for God, serving God, honoring God will make you an obvious choice. There'll be no denying your credibility, no denying your credentials, no denying your qualifications. I'm not saying that you shouldn't work hard at anything. I'm just simply saying you should work harder at anything than you do your walk with God. You are the man. Look how we ended in verse number 41. See? This is what Pharaoh said to Joseph. See, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. In the palace, the Lord was with Joseph. I want to give you a new section tonight to begin. Joseph in power. Okay? Joseph in power. With his parents in the pit, at Potiphar's, in the prison, still in prison, in the palace. The Lord was with him. Now he's going to be in power. Let's find out if his walk with God will continue when he gets some clout. Because he's going to go from being a lowly foreign prisoner to being top dog. And you know what I find out about a lot of Christians? They do well when they're desperate for God. But when things start going well in their life and they start climbing up the ladder, watch it now, they forget where they came from. Huh? They forget how they got there. They forget the God that they serve that allowed them to be there. Are you listening? Joseph may not have been a shepherd boy back in Canaan, but he should have still been the same kind of Christian with the same principles that he had back in Canaan. In other words, your location, your position, your power, your success, your clout, your certification, your advancement, your gains, your successes should not change your character. Let's watch this power that Joseph is going to get here. Write this down in your notes. Delegated authority. Just these three verses tonight. And Pharaoh took off his ring. This is a big kind of power. Can you imagine Pharaoh? I'll take my ring off and give it to you. Here's what I call a symbolic ring. Wow. I mean, what did the Pharaoh do with the ring? He would seal letters. It was almost like his signature on his decrees. Wow, he's giving it to Joseph? Talk about authority. This young guy, we're going to find out in next week, he's 30 years old. I mean, he's the young whippersnapper. Folks will call him still wet behind the ears. And here he is getting Pharaoh's ring. Imagine what all the magicians were saying right about now. Him? You're going to give him your ring? The symbolic ring. Wow. Of authority. Let you know, I'm serious about giving you authority. Notice the splendid raiment. Verse 42. And arrayed him in vestures of fine linen. Hey, look, buddy, you're going to be in charge. You can't have on them soft, cheap clothes. We've got to put you in some nice clothes. Well, watch this. I'm putting you in charge, but watch this. I want everybody else to know you're in charge. I'm not ashamed. Ooh, mercy. I'm not ashamed to let my people know what I think about you. By the way, remember, Joseph is a type of Christ. This is my beloved son of whom I'm well pleased. Isn't that what God said about Jesus? Isn't that what he said on the Mount of Transfiguration when Jesus lit up? Ooh, this is my beloved son. Hear him. Oh my goodness. Holy Ghost descending from heaven as a dove when Jesus was baptized. This is God putting his hand of approval on Jesus in the New Testament. Now watch Pharaoh putting his hand on Joseph here in the Old Testament with a symbolic ring, with splendid raiment. Watch this now, with a shining recognition. He gave him a gold chain about his neck. This was a symbol of regal authority. I want you to shine when people see you. I want you to light up. But he's not from Egypt. Is anybody listening tonight? He didn't grow up there. He wasn't the next in line. He'd not been groomed in the fine royal Egyptian schools. He didn't come out the womb aspiring to be this. He landed there outside of his choice. He was put there by being mistreated. He was placed there in the palace because he was wrongly placed in the prison. Somebody listen to me now. What if he'd been down in the prison singing the blues, pouting, sucking on lemons, mad at God, threw away the dream, had given up on all that God had said? What if he had landed in that prison saying, oh, fooey, I know what God told me in Genesis 37. That thing ain't true anymore. Has God called you to preach? Did God say something to you in a church service and you made a commitment on the altar? Did God give you something in your devotions? Did you walk down the aisle with tears in your eyes saying, God, I surrender. I'm committed. Did the spiritual adrenaline run through you one day? You were so excited about the move of God in your life that you said, God, I'm going to do this for you and I'm going to commit this to you. And somewhere along the line, did somebody do you wrong and now all of a sudden you decide to do God wrong? Did you drop the dream because people dropped you? Did you equate the failure of man with the failure of the master? My friend, you are letting people know that your walk with God is not authentic. It is not legitimate. Because when you drop God because people drop you, you didn't have him like you thought you did. Wow. Shining recognition. Now watch this superior ride he's going to give him. And he made him to ride with these nice clothes, with this bling ring, come on now, with this gold chain, and now he's got him riding in the second chariot which he had. Hey, I'm going to give you another chariot I have. You think that chariot might have Pharaoh's emblem on it? You think everybody knew this is a royal ride? You think everybody, it's almost like he's saying, I got a spare Bentley. I got a Rolls Royce that I'm not driving. But guess what? You will. In other words, when you ride through town, it needs to be clear that everybody that sees you knows you represent the king. You are the king's choice, and on you rests the king's favor. Superior ride. Watch this now. Submissive reverence. Notice what the Bible says. And they cried before him, bow the knee. Bow the knee. Hey, everybody, Joseph rides through town. You better bow down. You better reverence this guy. Are you listening? In this same chapter, folks, he was in prison. In this same chapter, he was Joseph forgotten. In this same chapter, he's down in a dungeon. How does he go from the dungeon to riding in the king's chariot through town? Watch this now. How does he go from the bottom to the top? Can I give you one reason? The Lord was with him. Bow the knee, folks. Submitted reverence. Sovereign rule. He made him ruler, verse 43, over all the land of Egypt. The whole land. Not just one section, not just one group, the whole land. Sovereign rule. And then the last thing I want you to see, verse 44, supreme responsibility. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, I am Pharaoh. Some of you are saying, duh, but he's making a statement here. I am Pharaoh. And without thee shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt. Can I break that down to you in the vernacular that you can understand? Here's what Pharaoh is saying to Joseph. I'm in charge, but guess what? Nobody can lift their hand or move their feet. They can't make a move without your permission. Psalm 75. Promotion cometh not from the east or the west or the west or the south. God is the judge. He setteth up one and take it down another. Proverbs 21 verse 1. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he moveth it whithersoever he will. I keep bringing up a type of Christ. A type of Christ. A type of Christ. I just gave you some New Testament passages of scripture where God said, the Father, about Jesus the Son. He's my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Hebrews chapter 1. Unto the Son, God said, thy throne, O God, is a scepter of righteousness. This is God the Father speaking to God the Son. Wait a minute, I know what you're saying. Yeah, but he was rejected. So was Jesus. Jesus was rejected. So was Joseph. Who was Jesus rejected by? His own. Who was Joseph rejected by? His own. But here's Joseph being lifted up. By the way, who's going to lift up Jesus? God. Every knee shall bow. Isn't that what God's going to tell all the world? Bow the knee, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Who's going to say that? The Father is going to say that about the Son. Who is this speaking? This is Pharaoh saying that about Joseph. Everybody, y'all bow down. He was rejected by some, but he's going to be revered by others. Come on. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. Oh, I'm getting ahead of myself, but I'm just trying to tell you, you better watch this now. God is trying to say something to believers. You do right. Watch this now. The cream always rises to the top. It's only a matter of time. You can't keep a good dog now. You cannot suppress character. Somebody right now is frustrated, discouraged. I'm doing right. Nobody recognizes me. I'm walking with God. I don't get credit for it. I'm on my job. I'm doing the best I can every day. I'm showing up on time. I'm being honest while other people cheat. I'm telling the truth while other people lie. I'm showing up on time while they show up late. I'm staying late while they leave early. I'm abiding by policies. Nobody notices. They're breaking policies and getting away with it.
I ask to get off for a church something. They say no. These other people are going to get off, go gambling and live in sin, and they get off. And watch this now. You about ready to throw away your character because the people around you don't recognize it. Can I tell you something? The cream will rise to the top. Eventually, somebody in charge is going to notice your walk with God. Yeah, but they don't know me. I'm too far down. There's no way I can get an appointment with me. The boss never comes around me. I'm so far down at the bottom of the totem pole. He'll never pay attention to me. Some teenager's living right in a public school. I know you're home, you're going to school from home right now, but you're around your friends and you're around other people and you're doing right and you get mocked for it. You get ridiculed. Some young lady starts to stay pure and you're going to dress right and people talk about you. Some Christian has taken a stand for God. Some father, you're leading your family the right way and people think you're crazy. Watch this now. And you're getting discouraged because it seems like the loneliness of godliness is not worth it. How do you think Joseph feels right now when he's sitting on the king's chariot riding through town and the people who are natives of that land are bowing down to this stranger with nice clothes on, a gold chain around his neck, the king's ring on his finger, and the king says, bow the knee, and they can't lift up their hand or move their feet without your permission? I would say to you, he's glad he honored God in that pit. He's glad he honored God at Potiphar's house. He's glad he honored God in that prison. He's glad he honored God when he got forgotten. He's glad he honored God when he got to that palace. He's glad he didn't take credit for interpreting dreams. He's glad he didn't get the big head. He's glad he didn't forget about the dream that God said to him in Genesis 37. He is glad that he walked with God in the moments when living for God looks like it's not worth it. Be faithful. Don't be weary in well-doing. Your labor's not in vain in the Lord. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. My friend, don't you quit. Don't you bow. Don't you bend. Don't you get frustrated because you win. Don't you give up. Don't you give out. Don't you complain. Don't you back down off your principles. Don't you compromise your stand. Because eventually, you that sat low is going to sit high. Because God always vindicates character. Delegate authority. Even false people don't want to trust unreliable people with authority. You hang in there long enough, your boss will go, you know what I've noticed? If I can trust you, I'm going out of town to leave you in charge. And by the way, there are a lot of people bowing down. It doesn't necessarily mean they agreed with it. I'm sure there were some haters whispering while they were bowing the knee, with down on the knee. Oh no, are we bowing down? You always see people talk like this. I mean, they're saying something you don't want you to understand. That's what your mom say to you when you're acting up in public. You better shut up somewhere. Nobody can tell what they're saying. Listen, you take down, bowing down. Say, why in the world are we bowing down? They may not like it, but they have to. They had to bow down to Mordecai and Esther. Why? Because he was honored by the king. And here's Joseph, honored by the king. And by the way, the king's watching your life. He will honor you. The question is, when that bling ring is on your finger and that bling chain is on your neck and that promotion comes from your boss and the people who used to be in charge of you, you're in charge of them. You gonna get the big head and lose your character and act like you don't need God? Or will the Lord still be with you in a way people can see? Don't forget where you came from, Mr. Big Stuff, Miss Hotshot. Be careful. Yes, yes. Be careful who you kick on the way up, like my Auntie Lassie said. Because you might just pass on the way down. And the Lord was with Joseph. Father, bless your word and bless your people. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening tonight. I hope the message has been a blessing to your heart. And I hope you keep living for God. If you're still in the prison, hang on. Hang on. God will get you out. If you feel like you're in the palace and you're in power, thank God for getting you there. And still honor Him wherever you are. 2020 vision, say with me, Christ shall be magnified. One more time, 2020 vision, Christ shall be magnified. I sure do miss you. I'm praying for you. And I hope to see you this Sunday morning in the building, 11 o'clock. If not, tune in on live stream. Keep living for God. God bless you.